Number one story, okay, there's this customer that is selling a house that is about $1.8 million. So the customer came out with the price 1.8 million, okay. We checked the transaction. Sadly, this place doesn't have much transaction because every year they only transact like one or two units, and then the place is not very big. There's not a lot of units, so we don't have a lot of records. So what happened is we say, okay, we give it a try. Then we start selling the place. After 1 year, no offer. Okay. Then later on, we continue to market the place. The owner is not willing to drop the price. So we thought like, okay, no transaction, we continue to try. But there was this situation that we realized that the neighbor was also selling. Then one day, again, okay, I'm gonna share with you, one day what happened is 1.8 million, right? I was saying that we sell at 1.8 million, right? One day I kind of find out that the neighbor sold the place. So I don't know whether is it real or not. Lah. So we waited, 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 waited. After weeks, we realized the neighbor sold the place off at 1.65 million. So what does this story tell you? So what does it tell you? It tells you that a new benchmark has been set. Can this owner that is asking 1.8 million still sell at 1.8 million when the neighbor already sell 1.65 million? From my recommendation is no, because a new benchmark already set. Very hard for this owner to continue to sell at 1.8 million, or very hard for the owner to get 1.8 million because the neighbor just sold 1.65 million.